tell you've never been this far before. Bum, bum, bum. And as I take the love you're giving, I can feel tension building in your mind. Bum, bum, bum. Mm-hmm. Bum, bum, bum. And you're wondering if tomorrow I'll still love you like I'm loving you tonight. Bum, bum, bum. Mm-hmm. Bum, bum, bum. You have no way. But tonight will only make me love you more. And I hope that you'll believe me, 'cause I know you've never been this far before.
Going back in the alley, and I kept rolling them seven and winning all them pots. My luck was so good I could do no wrong. I just kept on rolling and controlling them bone. Finally they just threw up their hand and said, when you hot, you hot. I said, yeah.
When you're hot, you're hot. And when you're not, you're not.
Put all the money in and let it roll again.
When you're hot, you're hot.
Something behind me. I turned around and there was a big old car. He said, hello, boy. Then he gave us a grin and said, look like I'm gonna have to haul y'all in and keep all that money for evidence. I said, well, son, when you hot, you hot.
He said, yeah, when you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not.
You can split it all down in City Hall. I said, yeah, when you're hot, you're hot. In the court, I couldn't believe my eyes. The judge was a fishing buddy that I recognized. I said, hey, judge, old buddy, old pal, I'll pay you that $100 if you get me out of this spot. So he gave my friends a little fine to pay. He turned around and grinned at me and said, 90 days, Jerry, when you hot.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. She wasn't even really sure where she was at.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, I'm Cynthia Plastercaster, and I always listen to WRCT when I'm in Pittsburgh because only talented people are played on this station.
Reach the audience.
So, if you're outside of our coverage area, remember, you can listen to WRCT online. Live streaming available at www.wrct.org. WRCT Pittsburgh. You have no excuse not to listen.
as we wait for our plans to come true. Why do I like you? 'Cause I do. Why do I like you? 'Cause I'd kill to be you. Sweet nothing, sweet dreams, serene. Sweet nothing, sweet dreams, serene. Thank you.
As a public service to the listeners of WRCT, we have compiled a short list of items you should not have in your possession at the present time. 1. A muscle car. 2. A Betamax. 3. Acid-washed anything. 4. A members-only jacket. 5. Stirrup pants. 6. Asbestos. 7. Hummelware. 8. Sweet and Low. 9. Copies of Dynetics or Megatrends. And 10. A radio not tuned to 88.3 FM. If you do have any of these items, WRCT suggests you get with the program.
Thank you. WRCT Pittsburgh. Real vinyl.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
You are listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh.
I was drinking some kind of powdered orange juice. she's a housewife. And her husband's with the night shift at the plant for 30 years. They got a nice little trailer in a nice little court. And a poodle they love like a child they never had. They go to the VFW club on Friday night. She gets a sludge in fence and some fries from the kitchen. Tips the waitress 50 cents. Has her hair done the same way that she has for 30 years. Some say life's useless. It's born, it's dull. But she's happy, she's satisfied.